Glioblastoma, Prognosis, Treatment, and Standard of Care. A podcast from the John Wayne Cancer Institute at Providence St. John's Health Center.
Glioblastoma is a merciless form of brain cancer. So what are the current treatment options and what is the long-term outlook of this deadly disease? Here to tell us more is Dr. Santosh K. Suri, a board-certified neurologist and neuro-oncologist at John Wayne Cancer Institute. Dr. K. Suri, thank you for your time. So first off, explain to us, what is glioblastoma?
Well, thank you for inviting me. Glioblastoma is a cancer of the brain. It occurs in the brain from the brain cells and is a very difficult to treat cancer because it tends to invade into the normal brain structures so that it's very difficult to cure it with just pure surgery or radiation or chemotherapy.
So this cancer just kind of snakes its way through the brain, and that's why you can't just go in and surgically remove it because it's all in there. Is that right?
That's correct. A lot of the tumor grows like a mass, and it's pressing on the brain, and that's the part of the tumor that we can essentially completely remove, and that helps because patients feel better, less symptoms, and less need for steroids, which help control the swelling in the brain related to the mass. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's tons of tumor infiltrating into the normal brain structures, which you can't get out because of otherwise you would cause neurological deficits in the patients, whether it's weakness or speech problems or vision problems. So this is one of the reasons that as opposed to tumors in other organs where you could do more extensive surgery to try to get really good margins, what we call where there's no tumor at the edge, that's impossible in glioblastoma because of the invasive nature and because there's normal brain involved, which are very critical for our thinking and functioning.
And generally, when you find this, it's considered to be advanced by the time of diagnosis. Is that right?
That's correct. There's a variety of glioblastomas. Some of these tumors, if you got an MRI 1 year before, might have seen a smaller version of it, but oftentimes it grows within a year. There are some forms where there was a slower growing tumor for many years, even up to a decade, that became a glioblastoma, and patients may not have known it because the symptoms were very mild or very slowly progressive, so that patients really ignore it, like memory loss, things like that, that may not be so obvious that it's a cancer.
So what is the typical prognosis then for someone with glioblastoma?
Well, the prognosis for glioblastoma varies quite a bit, and it really depends on a variety of factors, including the age of the patient, the size of the tumor, the location of the tumor, and how the patient is functioning. And if one of the biggest factors is the age, where the tumor is, and how much you can get out. If you can get more out, the patients improve in terms of survival. And then the final factor is the treatments you get after the radiation, after the surgery, which includes a combination of radiation, chemotherapy, or clinical trials. We've learned a lot in terms of markers, what we call biomarkers of the tumor. And there are markers that tell you that the tumor is going to respond well or not. And one of them is called MGMT promoter methylation. So that helps us prognose for patients, taking into account the clinical factors that I mentioned, as well as this molecular biomarkers that we're increasingly learning more and more about and that are increasingly being used in clinical practice.
Well, that's really good to hear. And you mentioned surgery and radiation. So just to go over this, what treatment options do exist at this time?
So what we try to do when a patient presents with a new glioblastoma is do the best surgery possible because we know that improves survival. Then after recovery period, the standard treatment is to do radiation, usually over 6 weeks, with a chemotherapy called Temodar or temozolomide, which is a pill that's taken daily for those 6 weeks. And then afterwards, the Temodar is continued 5 days a month along with a device called Optune, which is a new treatment device that was developed by a company called Novocure that is a different modality of treatment, actually, as opposed to radiation and chemotherapy. This is alternating electrical fields. So this is the standard of care for patients, is to get the best surgery, get the radiation chemotherapy with the Optune device, and the chemotherapy is continued on for at least a year after the radiation is done. Now, with all that taken into account, we have the survival that you mentioned, which is still on average about 18 months average survival for glioblastoma patients. And so what we try to do is clinical trials to improve upon that.
So speaking of clinical trials, and you briefly mentioned new treatment options, let's get into this a little bit. I know there are many experimental therapies in clinical trials. Can you kind of look to the future? What does that look like as far as the clinical trials? I know people are working hard to come up with not necessarily a cure, but a better way to manage this horrible disease.
That's correct. And I think for such deadly diseases like glioblastoma, we need to do more clinical trials. In fact, the feeling amongst most neuro-oncologists is that clinical trials are the standard of care. And what the types of trials that we've done over the decades involved mainly chemotherapy, new chemotherapies. Those have really failed, mainly because there's a thing called the blood-brain barrier that limits the drugs that we use for breast cancer, lung cancer, lymphoma, that work amazingly well for those cancers, but because of the blood-brain barrier, they don't get into the brain, they don't get into the tumor to have a significant effect. So we've done that for decades, not very successful. And then in the last 15 years, we've done what's called targeted therapy. We found all these mutations in the tumor, and we developed new drugs. The best one, the first one, is Gleevec, or imatinib, for chronic myelogenous leukemia. And so we've gone on that bandwagon and developed all kinds of drugs for lung, breast, et cetera, cancers. And then we've tried these in brain tumors, and they haven't really been that successful either. And then now we're in the era of more innovation of using the immune system to kill cancer. And that's in the last 5 to 10 years for melanoma and now lung cancer, bladder cancer, other cancers has shown tremendous success in really turning a very deadly disease to something that patients can live over 5 years now. So that's made remarkable progress. In brain tumors in the last 5 years, we've tried those similar approaches of these immunotherapies, including vaccines, viruses, and what's called checkpoint inhibitors, commercially known Opdivo and Yervoy, and Keytruda that we've all heard about, including Keytruda for President Carter that helped his melanoma that spread to the brain. So we are trying these new immunotherapy approaches. Right now, we are seeing some signals that they may be helping a small set of patients. But broadly speaking, what we're having difficulties with is that these immunotherapies stimulate the immune system, and they are attacking the tumor, but they also cause swelling and side effects. And so we're figuring out what is the best immunotherapy for glioblastoma, and how do we manage the side effects of these therapies? And that's really the challenge going forward. And we are trying to innovate by trying different approaches, whether it's combining with radiation chemo or even innovating even more and maybe trying it before radiation and chemo, where the immune system is stronger and able to fight the tumor better.
That is really good information on the progress towards glioblastoma, and we're certainly hoping that in any of the clinical trials that you're talking about, we achieve a breakthrough, and glad to hear that immunotherapy is one of the trials that doctors and researchers are using to try to crack this deadly brain cancer. So thank you for sharing all that information with us. Lastly, then, for someone, unfortunately, who has this, is your treatment, your focus, basically palliative care, quality of life, extending the patient's lifespan for perhaps a few months or even potentially a year or so? Is that kind of the current focus for people with glioblastoma?
Well, I think the main focus is really to improve survival. As much as possible. But as an oncologist and a neurologist treating these patients, we know that the tumor has side effects, a growing tumor has side effects, and the treatments that we administer, including the steroids, the seizure medications if they have seizures or infections, et cetera, all these medications have side effects of their own. And obviously, with the brain tumor in the brain, as well as the radiation chemo, they can also cause what we call neurotoxicity. So some memory impairment just from the treatments itself. So besides trials focused on trying to kill the tumor, we are 100% focused on supporting the patient, preventing neurotoxicity, reducing neurotoxicity, and managing the side effects that patients may develop, whether it's blood clots, seizures, memory difficulties, with a variety of medications that are available that are used for other diseases such as depression and Alzheimer's and things like that. So I think we do take a very holistic approach, and you have to, because the patients are dealing not just with the cancer but all the side effects of the cancer and the treatment, and we try to maintain the quality of life as much as possible. This is one of those diseases that really requires a multidisciplinary approach. So in our center, we have oncologists, we have neurologists, we have neurosurgeons, radiation oncologists, social workers, psychiatrists, really a variety of people to help us from every angle to preserve the patient's function as well as to improve their quality of life. We even have services to the caregiver, because you can see how bad the disease is in the spouse or the loved ones, actually, more than the patient sometimes, and what they're going through, whether it's financial issues, travel issues. And, you know, we have a whole dedicated PhD research nurse who's focused about caregiver burden and how we can help the caregiver and the family deal with their loved one with the glioblastoma approach. And I think that is really the way to take care of these very complex, sick patients.
I'm so glad you mentioned the family and your holistic approach, because this disease takes its toll on all members of the family. And I'm glad there's people like you and John Wayne Cancer Institute who are on the front lines in research and current treatment options. Dr. Kay Suri, thank you so much for your time today. For more information, please visit stjohnscancer.org. That's stjohnscancer.org. I'm Bill Klaproth. Thanks for listening.